Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, as we usually do, we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, which will be the first Sunday of Lent. And while you'll hear this announcement at the end of the program, and probably all of you have already heard it, I just want to encourage you, if you don't have a copy of my CD of A Journey Through Lent, I would really encourage you to consider purchasing it, because I think that it can truly give you direction for the next 6 weeks, direction that could bear fruit, honestly, for all eternity. I'm not saying that my CD automatically does that, but I think what I can do is point out to you certain things to pay attention to and ways to open your heart during this very grace-filled period, that you might draw closer to Christ, genuinely closer to Him. So again, if you haven't already done so, I encourage you to order my CD, and I think that you will find it very, very helpful to you. It's actually entitled The 40-Day Journey, Encountering the Love of God. 40-Day Journey, Encountering the Love of God. And I really encourage you to consider purchasing it. The information is given to you, as I said, right here at the end of the program. The first reading today is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verses 8 to 15. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "See, I am now establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that was with you, all the birds, the various tame and wild animals that were with you and came out of the ark. I will establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all bodily creatures be destroyed by the waters of the flood. There shall not be another flood to devastate the earth." And God added, "This is the sign that I am giving for all ages to come, of the covenant between me and you and every living creature with you. I set my bow in the clouds to serve as a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow appears in the clouds, I will recall the covenant I have made between me and you and all living things, so that the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all mortal beings." That flood destroyed everything. Only a few, a handful, were saved. Yes, we've had lots of floods in the world, but not a flood that covered the whole earth. God could do that, but He waits for us. He longs for us to turn to Him. He longs for us to give our lives to Him. Brothers and sisters, if you're hearing this program by accident, or somebody told you to listen to it, you'd rather not, you'd rather do something else, just really consider for a moment that when God created you and died for you on the cross so that you might attain heaven forever, God did that for you because He loved you. He knew you by name even before you were created in this world. He knows all about you and loves you. And He cries out to us, "Come back to me with all your heart. Come back to me." And if you've never known Him, draw near. Just say, "Lord," you can feel like you're speaking in the empty air, but you're not. "Lord, I don't know you, but I would like to know you. Help me to follow you." This Lent could change your life. And I'm not being dramatic about that. I'm serious. This Lent could change your life. Follow Him. Listen to Him. Obey Him. Repent of your sin. Ask forgiveness. It will gladly be given. First reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verses 8 to 15. God said to Noah and his sons with him, "See, I am now establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you and with every living creature that was with you. All the birds and the various tame and wild animals that were with you and came out of the ark, I will establish my covenant with you that never again shall all bodily creatures be destroyed by the waters of the flood." I'm reading that again because I want you to hear God's promise. If we turn to Him, if we give our lives to Him, He's made a covenant with us. The only one who can break that covenant is us. Draw near to Him. Psalm 25, "Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant." Covenant's the Ten Commandments. "Your ways, O Lord, are love and truth to those who keep your covenant." Do you know that? Do you understand that? Do you grasp that? Does that shape your life? It should. Sit down with the catechism. Take a look at the section on the Ten Commandments. If that's an area that you think, I need to take a look at this. God made a covenant with us, and He asked us to obey these because they would lead us to life. Don't go your own way. You're not immortal. Go God's way. Even if we've been badly hurt by people who represent God for us, ministers, priests, bishops, whatever, authorities in the church, even if they have failed us, God will never fail you. Never. "Come back to me," says the song. "Come back to me with all your heart." St. Peter, chapter 3, verses 18 to 22. "Beloved, Christ suffered for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that He might lead you to God. Put to death in the flesh, He was brought to life in the Spirit. In it He also went to preach to the spirits in prison who had once been disobedient, while God patiently waited in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few persons, 8 in all, were saved through water. This prefigured baptism which saves you now." Baptism, that's the water of life. "It is not a removal of dirt from the body, but an appeal to God for a clear conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers subject to Him." Baptism, first sacrament, great gift, incredible gift. The graces of baptism can help you and do help you to overcome the enemy. Without baptism, you have little protection. God's mercy. But seriously, again, open the catechism. Take a look at baptism. See what you received, even if you were an infant when you received it. See what you received and let those gifts and graces be activated. It's your free will to say, "I don't want it, I don't pay any attention to it, doesn't make any sense to me." Or you say, "Lord, I do not understand, but I put my trust in you. Will you help me to see the gifts you have given me, that I might use them for your honor and glory and for my salvation?" Brothers and sisters, I beg you, we have to get reoriented. We, so many of us, act like this is all there is. It's just this world, and then there's nothing. That's a damnable lie, because it comes from the mouth of Satan. God holds out to you the promise of eternal life if you follow Him. When you die an earthly death, you enter into eternity. And whether you go to heaven or hell is critical at that moment. And that means that now, here, now, during this time of Lent, this is the time, brothers and sisters, to take inventory. Where am I? What do I believe? What decisions am I making? God, please come and help me to make the right decisions. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 12 to 15. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. Jesus suffered for you. In those 40 days in the desert, he suffered on your behalf. He knows what gets thrown at you. He's experienced it in the flesh. And he made the right decisions and the right choices. Yes, he was God, but he still went through all the agony that we go through in trying to make right decisions and right judgments and how not to give in to our sinful flesh. He endured. He was tempted in every way that we are. He didn't sin, but he was tempted in every way. So he knows what we go through. He knows the agony of making the right decision in the flesh. And he did it for you and for me. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, comes from the desert, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Brothers and sisters, I want to say I think those words are for you too, listening to this program. This is the time of fulfillment. It's true for every person as they walk through Lent. It's true for all of us. But I want you to pay particular heed to it. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. Repent from those things that are selfish. Repent from those things that turn you away from God. Repent. Jesus, I did this, I did this, I know I did it, I'm sorry. Will you please forgive me? And then, as I say, run to the nearest confessional and receive the grace and the power to change. It's true. God loves you, and God's calling you to be his disciple, his son, his daughter, more than ever before. Let's walk this Lent with him for the glory of the Father. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/journey. God bless you.